You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, I'm Jim Callis, along with Jonathan Mayo from MLBPipeline.com. The Arizona Fall League has begun play. All of the major league organizations have sent prospects for some extra seasoning. And Jonathan, with the Detroit Tigers, it's interesting. I think the two guys who intrigue us the most are two guys who are not on their top 30 prospects list to begin the season.
That's absolutely right, Jim. Jacoby Jones obviously was not on the Tigers' top 30 because he was part of the Pirates organization, coming in a deadline deal with the Pirates for reliever Joaquin Soria. Jones has been one of these guys pretty much through his entire amateur career, high school, through his 3 years at LSU, and even after he was drafted in the third round by the Pirates, who's intrigued with his raw tools. He's got perhaps as good a power-speed combination as anybody in the minor leagues. The big question is, how much can he tap into those tools and refine them so they'll work at the higher levels? He had a decent year making it to Double A this year, performed okay after the trade with Erie in the Tigers system, but there's a tremendous amount of swing and miss to his game. If he can refine his overall approach and make more consistent contact, then he has a chance to be a very exciting player, regardless of where he plays defensively. The Tigers have him working out at third base some in the Fall League, but if he makes contact, it's a loud contact. The ball really jumps off his bat, but he has to cut down on those strikeouts for him to be an effective player at the upper levels.
So I'm still learning my swing. I'm still getting used to it. I'm an aggressive hitter. I'm a free swinger, so I like to get on base any way I can. So I'm trying to work on my swing, get on base a lot more, trying to draw some more walks, obviously. I didn't have that many. So, when I get on base, I can use my speed, steal some bases, create havoc on the base pass. So I'm still trying to learn my swing so I can get on base more. So that ever happens, and I'll just keep going at it and just keep learning my swing and keep trying to get better.
Another position player that the Tigers sent to Arizona, Jonathan, who intrigues me, his tools aren't as loud as Jacoby Jones, but they're pretty interesting tools across the board, is outfielder Mike Gerber. He had a pretty solid four-year career at Creighton, but he had an appendectomy during his junior year, which kind of derailed him in terms of the draft. Wound up returning to Creighton, was a 15th-round pick in 2014. Very impressive first full season in pro ball this year. He hit .292 with 54 extra base hits and 16 steals at low Class A West Michigan. You know, the interesting thing with him is he's 23 years old. I was kind of surprised that the Tigers left him in low Class A for the entire season, although I think the Arizona Fall League will help expedite his progress. We may see him make the jump to Double A to start 2016, and if not at the beginning, I bet he's there by midseason. And, you know, what I like about Mike Gerber is I don't know if there's a true plus tool, but I think he could have five average tools across the board. He kind of fits the right field profile nicely. If he doesn't profile as an everyday guy, he does a little bit of everything, so you could see him being a very effective fourth outfielder. And as an older guy who's had success, I think we could see him start to move quickly in the Tigers system.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.